very welcome to this meeting. And also, if you're listening in to this recording someplace, we say welcome to you. And we pray the blessings and the love of Christ Jesus to you. Amen. Amen. Well, today it's called Put on Christ. Put on Christ. God, your loving Father, drew you to Christ. Is that right? Is that what Jesus said? No one can come unless the Father draw them. And for some of us, it was over a period of time, wasn't it? For some of us, it was happened quite quickly. But the Father drew us to Christ, and he baptized us into Christ. He baptized us into Christ. That means to be plunged right into the very life of Christ. So that when the scripture says, put on Christ, the Lord is calling you to live in what he's already done. Is that right? He's already plunged you into Christ, baptized you into Christ. And so he's saying, now put on Christ. In other words, agree with what I've done, that I've clothed you with Christ. Praise God. We'll enjoy some of this here together. Here's our key scripture, Galatians 3:27. For as many as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. As many as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Amen. They're saying the same thing. Baptized into Christ, put on Christ. It's saying the same thing that the Lord has done for us. Amen. Now, baptized into Christ, I mean, that means soaked and saturated into the very life of Christ. Is that right? It means that I'm filled with Christ. This, the Father's done this, by the way. You didn't do this, and I didn't do this. Saturated with Christ, so that Christ now flows to every part of your being, is the truth, is what the Father has done. He floods every part of my being with Christ Jesus. That's what getting saved is. That's what being born again is. So that Christ now becomes your all in all. He completely fills you. He completely fills your vision. So have put on Christ is describing the same thing. It's us cooperating with what Father's already done, believing what Father's already done. You see, it says in another translation that you're clothed with Christ. Is that lovely? Does anyone walk out the house without their clothes? Well, most of the time we don't. As certainly as you're clothed with these ordinary clothes, are you clothed with Christ permanently? It's a wonderful picture. You see, he is the wonderful garments of salvation that we read about in Isaiah. He is the wonderful garments of salvation that we're clothed with. It's wonderful. Filled with the very Spirit of Christ. Now, this is not for a few special saints, a sort of like an inner circle of, you know, ones that are in the know. No. When you're saved, you're flooded with Christ. We spend our life discovering what's actually happened is the truth. Some of the impact is immediate in your life when you get saved, but the rest of our life is spent now discovering the marvels and the fullness of everything that the Lord has done for us. Praise God. Our Father in heaven did not put you into Christ, clothe you with Christ, over an old life. So it's not an old life, and yes, I've got a layer of Jesus on the top of it. No, I'm pleased you agree. That's not the case. We are not a mixture of new and old. No, we're brand new. Not patched up, I have written down here. Not a stick and plaster over the problem. The whole problem was you. The whole problem was me. And Father said, the only answer to all that is crucifixion. Let's get rid of the lot and let's start again in Christ. Now, Romans 6:6, a very powerful scripture here. It says, knowing this, total certainty of this, knowing this, totally convinced of this, totally persuaded concerning this, intimate, detailed knowledge, living truth in me concerning this, knowing this, that our old man, that's the person that you and I were before we got saved, was crucified with him. I'm not part old and part new. No, the old was fully crucified with him. So when you and I, when we came to Christ, we believed on him, we received him. An old life finished right there. And a new life began right there. You see, it doesn't matter how simply you come to Christ. You young people, it doesn't matter how simply you come to Christ. You say, all you have to do is say, Jesus, I receive you. I want you part of my life. I want you to clean me and wash me. And I want to be with you. See, I made a little prayer like that at a meeting. I said, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I'm coming to you for the forgiveness of my sins. And I want to follow you. I mean, was that very simple? You see, once it's coming from the heart, it's the words are not important. Once it's coming from the heart, your heart to Jesus, say, Lord, I want you part of my life. Then the deal's done. It's so wonderful. Praise God. Now, how did God do this? Finish an old one and begin a new one. Well, here's some of the scriptures. We were co-crucified with Christ. He put us into Christ's death. He linked us with Christ's death, crucified with Christ. We were buried with him. We were raised with him and were seated together with him in heavenly places at God the Father's right hand forever. Thank you, Jesus. I'm raised brand new. You'll never be old again. No, you'll never be old again because you're brand new. Eternally new. In Christ, I'm born again. I no longer live alone. You see, those who haven't got a relationship with Jesus, the scripture says they're without God in the world. I mean, how frightening is that? How terrifying is that? Before I was saved, I lived alone. Now I live with, in, and through Jesus. I'm not alone anymore. I have his beautiful life, his companionship, his friendship, his glory, his goodness, his wonder, his marvel, his life. I share his very life as a gift to me. Praise you, Lord. One spirit with him. Put on Christ. Put on Christ. Because it's Christ in me from whom flows all my new life. Christ is the dynamo. He's the power at the center of the new life that brings all his life through us. You see, do you remember we're looking at there? Jesus said, it's not me doing the works. Did you ever read that? He said, it's the Father in me doing the works. Because he was showing what life would be like for us with Jesus in us. It's not us doing the works. It's us allowing Jesus to do the works through us. We say, you have all the glory, Jesus. Anything useful coming through my life, you have all the glory. You have all the praise. It's wonderful. Well, we're going to have a brief look here at the old life that's gone and then the new one that's coming. Praise God. Praise God. Young people, when you come to Christ, he takes an old life away. And he gives you a brand new one. And it will always be new and fresh for you and wonderful for you. Amen. So let's go to Ephesians 4:22, and we have a look at this scripture as we're speaking about it here. Ephesians 4:22, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, the person that you were. We've just heard he's been crucified with Christ, the old one. So that you put off concerning your former conduct. Former conduct. Not the conduct we're in now. Former conduct, that you put that all off, because it's all part of the old man, which grows corrupt. That means rotten. According to the deceitful lusts. So the old person that we were without Christ just goes from rotten to rotten. Goes from rotten to rotten. Doesn't sound great, does it? No, this is what the Lord says. He says, you see, the old one that you were grows corrupt. The one when you were without Christ, it grows corrupt. Behavior, speech, and thinking didn't stay the same. You can't have sin and stay the same with it. It grows. And so he says, in the rottenness that was growing in your old life, your behavior became more rotten, your speech became more rotten, and your thinking became more rotten. I mean, you just have to think back. And I can certainly speak for myself and say, yes, all three. Growing in rottenness before I met Christ. Amen. It says also that we lived, the old person that we were, lived in deceitful lusts. Now, what is that? Lust is anything that you go passionately after. For some people, it's golf. Other people, it's all sorts of different things like that. Lust can be good or bad, by the way. The Holy Spirit lusts against, he's passionate against the flesh, working against the flesh. But he's saying in this old life that you and I were in, that's now dead, we were running after things that would trick us. Deceitful lusts. It's a trick. All sin is a trick to ruin and destroy you. So we just take an example of if money was your passion, well, a number of things can happen there. You can overwork until you lose your health, or you can be so led by the desire for all kinds of things that you go into massive debt. Can you see? There's deceit right there in the middle of it. And the Lord's saying, that's the old. That's your former life. Amen? It's your former life. The Holy Spirit says that's your former life. And he says that old person that used to lead that former life, I've crucified with Christ. Gone. Put off concerning your former conduct. Former. The way you used to live as the old person that you were without Christ. And he gives some descriptions of it down in these verses here. Verse 25, put away lying. That's all your former life. Cheating, deception of any kind, that's all your former life. Put away lying. Steal no longer, that's all your former life. You see, the only reason you'd steal is because you don't trust the Lord for provision. That's the only reason we do some crooked deal. Let no rotten speech out of your mouth, that's all your former life. It's all your former life. Let all, verse 31, this is all Romans, this is all Ephesians 4. Let all bitterness, rage, is there road rage and supermarket rage? Kinds of rages. Let all bitterness, rage, anger, fights, evil spirit, evil speaking, be put away from you. It's all your former life. We've said before, it's never going to fit. It's never going to fit. You're going to try doing some of this stuff. It's never going to fit. You're never going to feel right. Is that true? You just don't feel right in any of that stuff anymore because it's a former life. Amen. Now look at verse 23 here, which is a key to us. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, what's the Lord saying there? He said, get your thinking straight. That's all former life. That's all crucified. That's all gone with Christ, buried. And you're raised out of that forever. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the truth makes you free. The deception keeps you in bondage. The truth makes you free. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Get your thinking straight. Line your thinking up with what I say. Fill your mind with the truth. What's some of the truth? Romans 6:6. Knowing that the old person that I was, with my former conduct, was crucified with Christ, the old has gone and the new has come. Praise God. Now, what do I do if I sin? So I lose it and I start speaking out some stuff, or I start doing some stuff that's not right from the former life. You need to start saying, I didn't need to do that. That was all my former life. I repent of it, Jesus. You don't beat yourself up. You say, Father, I'm getting my thinking straight. That's all my former life, and it's all gone. And so it's good to speak it out. Father, that was sin. I repent. I ask your forgiveness. It's my former life. I didn't need to be in it. And by your powerful new life in me, I'm freed from it forever. That's the way to start to speak to yourself, you see. And then you'll see the wonderful release coming. It's wonderful. Praise God. So verse 24, that you put on the new man, the new person that you now are. Look at the description of the new person that you are, verse 24. Which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, can you see that the new one that you are was created by God? You didn't try to improve yourself. I recommend self-improvement, giving that up straight away. And instead putting in faith in what God has done and in who you now are. Then you'll be using your energies in the right direction. Amen. Amen. So, which was created according to God. True righteousness. And holiness, this is me now. This is the real, true you. If you're born again, you're in true righteousness and holiness because you're a new person. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm not trying to be one. I've been made one by God Himself. He's made me this new person. Thank you, Jesus. Which was created according to God. So everything that God wanted out of me is out, and everything that God wanted into me is in the new creation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see, we spend so much time looking at ourselves through the wrong lens. We spend so much time looking at ourselves through ourselves. Boy, is that a depressing one. When you start looking at yourself through the finished work of Christ, you'll be gone on a good road there. So let's enjoy some of the things to do with the new person that I am, filled with the Spirit of Christ who's in me and lives through me. Look at Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another. This is who you are now. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, soft heart, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. You see, I have the kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one living in me. Living in me. I'm letting Jesus display his kindness through me, his tender-heartedness through me, his forgiveness through me. Out from Christ in you comes the kindness, the tenderness, the forgiveness. because this is the person that you now are. We're clay pots carrying this extraordinary treasure, namely Christ, who will live through us. Colossians 3, verse 9, into the verse, tremendous this. You have put off the old man with his deeds. No, no, you're not trying to put off the old man. You have put off the, this is the Holy Spirit speaking. You have put off the old man with his deeds. The reason you've put off the old man with his deeds is because it wasn't you doing it. It was Father who crucified the old one for you because you couldn't get mastery over it. You have put off the old man with his deeds. Verse 10, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge. The new one is renewed in knowledge. The new one thinks a different way. Renewed in knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. I'm now made in the very image of God. You see, Adam, the first man, first woman, they were made in the image of God. Is that right? But they lost his image through sin. Now we are made in the image of God permanently. Permanently by God, established forever through Christ's work. It's wonderful. You always will now be in the image of God. Praise God. And when we have that knowledge, we start to live like that. You have put off the old person through faith in God. You have put on the new person through faith in God. The moment you got born again. We're discovering the marvel of it now together, is that right? The new person that you are is renewed in knowledge. Knows that you're made in the image of God who created you. Is it wonderful? Is it absolutely wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. You really are this new person. But I see this, this, and this in my life. Well, start believing who you are. And you won't be seeing this, this, and this in your life anymore. Is it good? Ephesians 5 and verse 1 says, therefore, be imitators of God. Copycats of the Father. Copycats of Jesus. Whatever you see Jesus do, yeah, that's the way you live now. Whatever way the Father is, that's what you do. You're just like the Father. Chip off the old block. Is that right? Therefore, be imitators of God as dearly loved children. Walk in love. Well, who is love? Christ. Walk in Christ, walk in love. As Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Through the kindness and the forgiveness and the tender-heartedness and the love of Christ, I'm now spreading the aroma of Christ wherever I go. Is that lovely? I'm now spreading the aroma of Christ because I'm letting him live through me. I'm a new creation and I'm letting him live his beautiful life through me. So I'm spreading the aroma of Christ wherever I go. Is that lovely? Praise God. I mean, see, this is wonderful. At home, I'm a new creation. At home, I've Christ living in me. The home benefits from the love of Christ poured through me, the kindness and the compassion and the gentleness of life poured through me. Is that a revolution right there? Is that a revolution right there? To live like that at home? At work? At work? You're the one bringing the mercy, the kindness, the love, the gentleness, the understanding of Christ into work, into school, wherever you are. You're the one bringing Christ in. When you walk in, Christ comes in you, ready to reach out to whomever, round and about. Colossians 3:12, we're just finishing. Therefore, as the elect of God, as the chosen, as the beloved of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies. Put on tender mercies. Is that the opposite of hardness of heart? Hard attitude towards people around. Is this the complete opposite? Put on tender mercies. I'm speaking to myself. I'm preaching to me right now. Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. It's all a description of you now in Christ. These verses are all a description of you now in Christ. Here's you. Here's the description of you in Christ. You've put on tender mercies. You've put on kindness. You've put on humility. I don't have to push myself forward to the first place. I can take the last place and others can go ahead. Humility, meekness, and patience. Patience in Christ. None of this is in me of myself. It's in me in Christ. Amen. So this is the newly created person that I am, clothed with Christ. The patience, the humility, the mercy is Christ in me. The way I live in these qualities is to believe that they are you in Christ. Without him, you can't live this new life. It's impossible. Together with him, a beautiful life comes through you. And a beautiful life can be seen. The fruit can be seen. Amen. Praise God. So have a read through verses 12 to 17 at home. Verse 17 says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do everything in the spirit of the Lord Jesus. Do everything the way Jesus would show you to do it. Thank you, Jesus. And our key scripture, Galatians 3:27, for as many as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Have put on Christ. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.